Mr. President?
Yes.
Well, it looks as though we didn't come out with an agreement there.
No, it didn't look good then.
I do think that he's been there just about as long as he should stay without stirring up all sorts of things, and that we're going to have some further talks, perhaps on different points individually, before we get an agreement. But I could come over and talk to you a little bit about it, or I could read you what I would suggest we send him on by telephone.
Read it to him and then come over too.
Please tell Prime Minister we believe your exchange has been very useful in clarifying each other's views, and that we regret it has not been possible to find wider agreement. We fully understand the problems he faces and hope he likewise understands ours. Our deep concern about unification of Arab world behind Nasser with close working relationships with the Soviet bloc is greatest threat to Israel we can imagine. The fact that it would be deeply injurious to U.S. interests in the Near East, including the security of Israel, seems to us to require that we and Israel work together to head it off. We agree to a private visit to Washington of Peres and Rabin. Must emphasize absence of publicity for such visit, as was accomplished on earlier occasions. We have some preference for using your departure statement as amended, as agreed press guidance, rather than issuance of agreed communique. You might point out that as ambassador at large, you do not wish to set precedent of formal communiques, since you will be visiting many capitals informally from time to time, and communiques become a complicating factor. Then accept his changes in his proposed departure statement, and add a sentence saying these exchanges will be continued through diplomatic channels. Ask Comer to come straight back to Washington. In other words, put this forward for another round of talks in which to try to break it up into three or four different pieces and see if we can get somewhere on it.
I had this feeling, I don't know it's any good, that God, I hate to transfer all those Jews into Washington home because I'm afraid that they'll all move in, the slightest provocation. I wouldn't be surprised Goldie's not on her way if we don't watch, but maybe not. Is it, you think that we could say to Averill that to strike out to sympathetically and say we pledge to give you X-tanks and give them the X-tanks and plus a little Pelona tanks without any planes? Seems that the basis of his objection is that we view sympathetically doesn't commit us.
Uh-huh.
And that he wants a commitment. And it seems that we might, without great danger, raise the ante a little bit to what the Germans are giving them, and say if the Germans don't complete it, we'll complete it plus 20 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, then that ties us if we do that, and they do reject it. I don't know. The tone of the message seemed to me that the rejection was based primarily on the fact that we told him nothing. That we said we view sympathetically, and he said sympathetically means nothing, that we've been viewing sympathetically for a good many years, a lot of stuff. But it looks like to me, with the heat on Hussein that's on it, that we could say we just don't know whether this thing will last that long or not. You're taking a mighty great chance. We think you're likely to wake up any morning here with a fait accompli. I see Nasser's closed the Gaza Strip today. What's going to flow from that?
I don't know. Just a minute. Let me see if I can find out something on that.
They're playing it up, Goodill. I don't know what significance closing the Gaza Strip will have on Israel, but they say that Israel has been giving signs of heating things up. So he is normally, that they've been allowing him to go in there in two weeks, get a permit, and he's closed down on it now.
You see, I think there's some difficulty about our making a flat commitment on the numbers of tanks when we're on notice that, so far as we can tell now, that they're going to take preemptive action on that Jordan water business.
Mm-hmm.
You see? In other words, that seems to underwrite that.
Well, then we better just follow your...
Let's see. Would you like some...
Sure.
Joining me to come over for a few minutes?
Sure.
Why don't we do that? Are you on the second floor?
Yes, sir.
Right.